This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The fatal stabbing of a 36-year-old in a St. James community leaves a family in mourning. The Barbados Union of Teachers hopeful that renovations at schools have been completed ahead of the new term. An elderly man has been hospitalized with severe burns following a house fire, and at least 48 have been killed in a Nigerian fuel truck explosion. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The fatal stabbing of a 36-year-old in a St. James community over the weekend left his family in mourning. The Barbados Police Service reported that Corey Hines of Upper Carlton St. James was involved in an altercation at a shop around midnight when he was stabbed. The injured man was taken to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, where he was pronounced dead on arrival. When Starcom Network News visited the area where the incident occurred, residents recalled that there was a promotional event happening at the time. An eyewitness described what he saw.
I mean, he was there saying that, right? So the fellas started to fight from behind us all. And they come all across there, come all across here. Next thing you know, I see my man with a knife, juking. He fall like her that there. And then he fall back down and go and turn you over. And then get some towels and thing and bring for you. Put them on the belly. Ambulance come a long time after, man. Ambulance has talked too long to come.
In another part of the Upper Carlton community, the victim's father, Peter Hines, says he was informed about the incident by some concerned friends. He said the situation has left him saddened. Mr. Hines said that while Corey has its challenges, he will be fondly remembered by his family members.
And I was home returning for the night when I got the news, and I tell you, I'm not so sure I could have faced the whole situation. Corey was a very nice child, not a bad person, but you could see that he had a little challenge in that sometimes he didn't choose his friends wisely, didn't know where yes or no. It's a very close-knit family, it's a very close-knit community, and although he wasn't a model child, but it's quite obvious that, for sure, his family are very, very remorse. They're very mournful. They're saddened. And it's going to hurt each and every one of them.
Peter Hines, father of stabbing victim Corey Hines. The Barbados Union of Teachers is hopeful that renovations at schools have been completed ahead of the new term. Teachers return to the classroom today to prepare for students who begin next week. Speaking during VOB's Brass Tacks program, President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, again voiced concern about the readiness of some schools under the summer maintenance program. He hopes all industrial cleaning and repairs have been completed, allowing teachers to enter safe work environments.
Over the summer period, we had 26 primary and nursery schools involved in the summer maintenance program. At the secondary level, I know schools were also engaged in repairs. We hope this work, including industrial cleaning, has been completed. We don't want to have our members going into the planning week with any work ongoing.
President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell. Meanwhile, First Vice President Julian Pierre criticized the late start of the maintenance program, urging that it begin at the start of the summer break.
Generally, these 26 schools which were rostered to be worked on this summer vacation work started either Sunday the 18th of August or Monday the 19th of August. Now, if it is a case of a program where the Ministry of Education is doing summer work to the schools, if money is to be dispersed by the Ministry of Finance, whoever is in charge of that disbursement, for that disbursement for the contractors to be released earlier, I think the planning process in which they do the tenders for the scopes of work needs to be done earlier, that as soon as school closes, let's say the Thursday or the Friday, that things are in place already for the work to begin the first week of summer.
He also raised concerns about vandalism at schools during summer camps, calling for the issue to be addressed.
The summer camps, some of the students, the campers, they vandalized the schools. Oh boy. And things that are not originally in the scope of work for schools, they have to add in then so schools can reopen. There's a case of doors being vandalized, windows being vandalized. It is something that at the end of the day, all of us have a part to play in society. And we have to make sure that we too are actively working together to protect what we have, that it can last a long period of time.
First Vice President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Julian Pierre. An elderly man is in hospital after sustaining severe burns in a house fire over the weekend. 78-year-old Samuel Allen suffered burns to 90% of his body when a fire broke out at his two-story concrete home in Boarded Hall, Christchurch. Mr. Allen was rescued by nearby residents who sprang into action when the fire erupted. Recounting the ordeal, one neighbor praised the community's quick response.
I just heard my neighbor calling his name, and when I look outside, I see my nephew running back and forth with a bucket of water, and I see the flames in the window. So then I run outside and do what I could do, get the hose from my house, and with the other youngsters in the area, we were trying to put it out. I was there by the window with the hose, but so then when they say that they got him out, and then I look and I saw him out there. But Sam is a good man. Sam, friendly and cool. Every time I was living out here, never hear he get it at anything. It's sad. He didn't know this neighborhood has so much people now. Not before last night. Everybody came out and pitching and tried to save him.
Neighbor of fire victim Samuel Allen. Chair of the Democratic Labour Party's Commission on Crime, Verla De Pisa, says a shortage of lawyers on the criminal bar and outdated practices within the system are key factors contributing to the delays in the criminal justice system. She made the comment during the DLP's latest town hall meeting, which was held online. Government last month, announced that it would be enacting new criminal procedure rules intended to speed up the course of the criminal trials. A symposium to hear from stakeholders is scheduled for next month.
The two biggest issues is that there are not enough lawyers who are at the criminal justice bar. So you will find that one attorney will have several matters coming up on a particular day. But because we haven't found a way to be in more than one place at a time, something has to adjourn. The other issue is that we continue to have archaic modes of conducting our business. And so physical files, literal paper files, have to pass from department to department, from the police to the DPP, to the prosecutor's office, transfer over to the High Court, actual paper.
She made recommendations.
If you can get a handle on finding a way to attract more lawyers to the criminal bar and finding technological interventions, which should not be too hard because we are way behind. We're not even behind the eight ball. I don't even think we're on that table anymore. The world has moved away from paper and we are holding on to it for dear life. If it is that we can find ways to bring ourselves kicking and screaming into the 21st century where that is concerned, then I think we will go a long way to demonstrating that we have a nimble system that can respond.
Chair of the Democratic Labour Party's Commission on Crime, Verla De Pisa. Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness has defended his administration's continued use of states of emergency as a crime-fighting tool following criticism from the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights. Last week, the IACHR called on the Holness administration to ensure that measures used to fight and prevent crime are implemented in accordance with international human rights standards. The comment was made in the aftermath of the imposition of a state of emergency in the southern parish of Clarendon last month in response to a gun attack during which 8 people were killed and 9 others wounded. Speaking at a retirement function of a senior member of the police force, Mr. Holness agreed that everything must be done to protect the rights of all citizens and asserted that this has been reinforced to the members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force. And finally, at least 48 people have been killed in a fuel tanker truck explosion following a collision with another vehicle in north-central Nigeria. The State Emergency Management Agency in north-central Niger State said the fuel truck collided with a truck carrying travelers and cattle. It added that several other vehicles were also caught up in the accident. The agency spokesperson put the death toll at 48, and officials were still trying to clear the scene of the incident. Recapping the headlines. Fatal stabbing of a 36-year-old in a St. James community leaves a family in mourning. The Barbados Union of Teachers hopeful that renovations at schools have been completed ahead of the new term. An elderly man hospitalized with severe burns following a house fire, and at least 48 have been killed in a Nigerian fuel truck explosion. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.